ဝကြည်တဲ့ဒီနေ့မယင်ဒီတဲ့ကြီးဆောင်ဇက်ခွင့်ကုန်နီးဟောတံပင်တော်နီးချောင်းတော်ကျပင်ကျောင်းကြီးကရှောင်းမကြီးချောင်းရှောင်းမကြီးကျပင်ကြီးဒါတို့ဆောင်နီးနူမကြီးတရံကြီးဟောကြီးသိုးရံညီကြီးသူကြီးတွေ့အောင်တောင်းရကြီးဒါတနီးရှာရဇက်ရှာရဇသူကြီးရှာနာဖို့တဆက်ရကတိကရောဇာဝတ္တရှာရဇတနီးမွန်တေချောပါဒေသာယံဘမတိသူကြီးဆောင်ခွင့်တော်နီးဝတ္တသူသူကြီးကြီးဒေနာယောင်ကြီးကျင်ကုရကဏံကသဂျေဆံပတ်တုတံဆံမတုယဝရီတသုဆံပတ်တုတံဆံပတ်တုတံဆံမတုဘသမောတတသုကြောင့်သတိနာဒဝစီတိဝဒဆုဒဝစီသရမောနာဒဝိဇာတိဒီထောင်းကဒဝတိဒုဂျင်သူယတသုစီတိဝဒဒုဂျင်သူဆုဒဝတိဟိဝတိကောဟောနောအကျူတံယောင်ကျင်ကုရကဏံကယောင်ကျူထောငါသောထမုံငါသည်ဒီထမုံကိုထောင်းသည့်မင်းကောင်စီကြီးသည်စွန်ဆဲတော်ရသည်တင်တော်ကောင်ဟောညီဘုရားတင်တော်နောင်ကြောင့
် Thank you follow your text it says through facing the red speech phase of Kala Chakra in the south the student is generated as Vajra speech and the 10 chakras confer the silk ribbon empowerment and the main male and female deity confer the Vajra and Bell empowerments. So up to here we have gone through two faces of the mandala. We have gone through the north white face from which we receive the water and the crown empowerment given by the female and the male Tathagatas. Following that we move into the red south corner or aspect of the mandala where we receive the silk ribbon and the Vajra and Bell empowerment given by respectively by the Shaktis and the pair of Kala Chakra and Vishvamata. Now we move into the eastern side which is the black side of the mandala and of the deity. The students need to generate themselves as Vajra mind which is black and in that they will receive the conduct empowerment which is given by the 6 male and the 6 female bodhisattvas as well as the name empowerment that is given by male and female wrathful deities. In the first case of the conduct empowerment the implement, the external substance that is offered is a Vajra ring that comes into the thumb of the student. In the second case of the name empowerment a name is proclaimed, is given.
ဟုတ်ကြည်ဒါတင်တယ်ရင်ပဲရင်ဒီဒါကြီးဟောရေငါဓာတုအင်ဒါကြီးတို့ဒီဒီမိဒါတင်နေတာနှုတ်ဆောင်ရရှိကြည့်ရစသူကြောင့်ရဆေဘိုဒီဝဒါရှောက်တယ်လားခိုးနှုံဝန်တရားပါတယ်လားဘုမတ်တို့ကြည့်ရင်တော်ရှိသူကြည့်ကြည့်ဒေလာကြီးဒါကျင်ကုကနောင်းကိုလူကြီးစံပါရာမယုံကြီးကဒါကျင်နောင်းကောင်စီဒါတကြီးမမကိုတရှိစီကြီးသည်သုဒ္ဓံထေဝံတို့ကြီးစီကြီးတယ်ဝင်ဒီမီတန်တကွန်ဒါဆောက်ဒုတံဆောက်ဒုဆောင်စံဒီဟောဒီတင်တဲ့ယင်ဒီမီတင်တဲ့ကနောင်းနီဝဒကျင်နောင်းကောင်နောင်းဒီဒါတီတော်ဒွန်ပြီးရှိဝတန်ကြီးဘောဟောတံဘုဝဒတင်တဲ့ယင်ပယင်သူကျင်နောင်းကောင်ကရပတော်ဒန်နောစီဆောင်ကြောင်
Now, we have already covered the first six of this group of seven empowerments and we come to the last one, to the permission. Permission is given on the west face, which is the yellow face of the mandala, and it's actually bestowed by Vajrasattva and his consort. Permission is given on the basis of the external substance, which is bracelets and anklets that bear again the symbol of the Vajra. In the case of contact empowerment, this is given on the basis of a ring, a Vajra ring, thumb ring. But here we're giving bracelets and anklets and so forth. So in this, as we said, it's on the west side, which is the yellow side of the mandala, the back. So the text says that through facing the black mind face of Kala Chakra in the east, the students is generated as Vajra mind, and the male and female bodhisattvas confer the ritual empowerment, and the male and female wrathful deities confer the name empowerment. And finally, through facing the yellow primordial awareness face of Kala Chakra in the west, the student is generated as Vajra primordial awareness, and Vajrasattva and his consort confer the permission empowerment. So in the last case, the students generate this themselves as the fourth Vajra primordial.
ဟုတ်ကြည်တဲ့တင်တဲ့ရင်ပဲရင်ဒီတဲ့တင်တဲ့ကိုဂုဏ်ကြီးဝတ်တန်ကြီးပေါ်ဟောတဲ့ဝတ်တဲ့ဒီတော့လားရန်တော့တော့သူညီစင်ဟောဒီနဲ့တင်းထတဲ့စင်နဲ့ဟောသူတို့မင်းတင်ကြီးတည်ရန်တော့တော့ရင်ပဲရင်သူ ยันลอกก็ดันทัดเตียนจูดองจูวินทัดเตียนจูนี่ยังกุยวะยันลอกกันทัดเตียนที่ตองโบนะจูดาหอนหอนดีก็ชัดเจนเราว่าที่ที่ชิดจูเมลองเตียดองมึงเมตรวาลาสมัยจิตยันนะอยู่ว่าเดี๋ยวจูที่ทัดเตียนยันลอกก็สุรินทร์ดีแต่นี่ว่าจูวินทัดเตียนเราว่าเดี๋ยวเราจูดาดูจิตเราไปชกจิตตองจูสม
This first group of the seven empowerments is then followed by the appendices, and it says the appendices, in case of the appendices, there are two. You have the branch and you have the main ones. Now, the branch ones, which means like kind of the secondary ones, they are given on the basis of showing certain implements such as the mirror, the eye medicine, and so forth. As for the main ones, this is, says here, the master empowerment bestowing the three, the Vajra, Bell, and Seal. Vajra, Bell, Seal, which is the commitment compatible with Yoga Tantra. So, in this particular case, the student is given the Vajra, the commitment to keep that, the Bell, and the commitment to keep that, as well as having the commitment to meditate oneself in the aspect of the deity. And it says that this is similar to the commitments of the Yoga Tantra. And this includes practices of Yoga Tantra and below, but the stages of mantra states this that this is not the master empowerment taught in Highest Yoga Tantra. Now, when we talk about the master empowerment, we need to understand that there is you have the master empowerment and you have the great Vajra master empowerment. The great Vajra master empowerment, which is the actual master power empowerment, is the 16th, the last one of those empowerments, right? So it is not the one that you get in the cases of the appendages. It wouldn't be a secondary thing as in appendices. It wouldn't be a secondary thing like that. What you have here is something that is designated to be similar to what you find in the Yoga Tantra. Now, following that, there is a debate about the water empowerment or the vase empowerment and what is the right term to be used in that. It says the vase empowerment of the high empowerment and the vase empowerment, the seven such as the water empowerment, etc., are not designated vase empowerments, but they are called water empowerments since those seven follow the water empowerment. So there is a debate whether the term is sort of examined, whether it is the right one or not. But in the case of, since each one of those empowerments is followed by the last part, the appendices that include the passing out water in the vase, it says that they are called the water empowerment due to that.
我记得今天也没人对的，就就我对你不用登记，但对你我光明，我就我没忘记话的，光明我光嘛是那光见过我有话的，我光入去吧，也没人对，我就个得手当，就话登记不用登不的，我只能够我光认定的，让我光明我光那光明光明我光你那，就就给那样，就个日子过，我把晓得同意的，我的就。 人们几个嘛，先进来吧，人们给，我们这边管理先进来吧，然后七八里就有定的，定了，人们人都，人们人小姐就当给干政就我们把那说吧，七八里就我地方人最多，我觉得你，那那那，农村的经过的，我个人能对呢，本来就就把我们这边农务搞是，悄悄话就当我是。
The next thing that is discussed is their vast empowerment, so we can find them in two levels. One is at the level of high empowerment, and one is the vast that is found at the level of greater than the high. And although we say that we can condense these two together, because they're both in nature more or less the same, they're vast empowerment, still we need to keep in mind that there is difference in them. Because in the first case, there is one knowledge woman involved. In the second case, there are nine of them involved. So there is a difference in the number of rigmas, of knowledge women involved in that. So it says here, the vast empowerment in the of the high empowerment and the vast empowerment of the higher than the high empowerments are conferred through the bliss derived from touching and embracing the white milk-holding vase of one and nine seals respectively. Right, these are master empowerments, and though they are similar to the general master empowerments of High Yoga Tantra, there is a difference in the seals. They are called obtainment in the mandala of the body of the knowledge consort. Now, Urmsha was saying you might have noticed if you have received the empowerment by His Holiness, the Dalai Lama, on the basis of the sound mandala, that in this particular phase there are 10 vases that need to be taken out, so that takes more the helpers who help in the empowerment. There need to be more people with 10 vases. So we see that when we examine the vast empowerment that is given in these two levels, the higher and the greater than the higher, it says that these are master empowerments, and though they are similar to the general master empowerment of the high yoga tantra, there is a difference in the seals, because they say in one of them you can have it on the basis of one seal, on the other one there are 9 seals involved. And again, they're called the obtainment in the mandala of the body of the knowledge concert, rikma, the seal. Now, they can be both grouped together and called also the vase empowerment. We come to the second one, which is the secret empowerment, and a similar thing applies here. You have it at the level of higher empowerment, at the level of greater than the higher. And again, there is difference in the number of the concerts involved. From 1, you go into 9. So it's a secret empowerment of those two is the guru experiencing the great substance derived from entering union with 1 and 9 knowledge concerts. One is in the case of high, and 9 is in the case of greater than the high. They are comfort through the bliss generated in reliance on the lotus of 1 and 9 knowledge concerts respectively. They are called obtainment in the mandala of the lotus. So this is where the name comes from. In the previous one, we had the term obtainment in the mandala of the body of the knowledge concert.
我觉得你是我女主啊的，但你现在已经叫我女娃，印度干嘛的？光明干嘛？你去，希望那样人把印度农民，我觉得那如果知道各种原本就把些个，原本些巴拉，看些个地瓦拉，自己，我在地拉就往土山地方，跟住上就去，甚至进库尔山那买东西，等你头发，一般一般就去。这一般印度在尼古拉，就给我开几个那种上网，你，跟住进库尔地方，头发是过当的，咱们觉得，心意哇是对的，当然注意哇，马里是有的，对了，就上上。
Now we're coming now to the next one, which is the wisdom primordial awareness. Again, this is an empowerment that is given on 2 levels, the high and the greatly high, and the number of concerts from 1 to 9 is the one that sets the level of the empowerment. So it says, wisdom empowerment of those two is comfort through the bliss of melting the substance through entering union with 1 and 9 knowledge concerts. And in this case, it is the student who enters. It's not the Lama anymore. And they are called obtainment in the mandala of relative bodhicitta. Now, because this term is used, there is some debate on that point. So it says, one says, this is not the meaning explained in accordance with General Hayes Yoga Tantra, since the order of the mandalas in which both this and the secret empowerment are obtained has been reversed.
Now,
We continue on that, and it says, otherwise the vast empowerments, etc., of these two are similar except for some slight differences in the 1 and 9 knowledge concerts and the system of introduction from among the four joys. So when we're looking at these two, which are the two levels, the higher and the greater than the high, it says they are similar apart from this difference in the number of concerts involved. Now, the fourth empowerment, which is the word empowerment, is not similar, because the fourth higher empowerment is the innate joy of the bodhicitta abiding in the jewel without external emission, which is the relative truth, the relative fourth empowerment. Now, what happens with the word empowerment? We say we do not group these two together, because the one at the level of the high is called the interpretative word empowerment, and the one at the level of the greater than the high is called the definitive word empowerment. So we're not going to mix these two together. And this is, we see here from our text, the stages of mantra. Lama Tsongkhapa's text states that this is explained in the mandala rites of other mantras as the third empowerment. Though this is obtained, the fourth empowerment is not yet obtained, and one is not empowered to listen to the complete tantra. So until you receive the definitive word empowerment, you do not have the complete set of empowerments, and you're not fully authorized to listen to the complete tantra. But when this is obtained from the cycle of the Kala Chakra, one becomes a vessel suitable to listen to the complete tantra. However, if one does not obtain the higher than the high empowerment, it is not suitable for one to be a teacher of the complete tantra. So this is a quotation from the mantric stages.
我在光明之光中光见过慈光一个我老的那年的那句希望不一般的但今天考虑刚到了就一定人的所以呢就留头也上一个一般的我在那里当时就各上一个人都但参照不是记住有没有光不当时当时的当时的当时的当时的当时的当时的当时的当时的当时的当时的当时的当时的当时的当时的当时的当时的当时的当时的当时的当时的当时的当时的当时的当时的当时的当时的当时的当时的当时的当时的当时的当时的当时的当时的当时的当时的当时的当时的当时的当时的当时的当时的当时的当时的当时的当时的当时的当时的当时的当时的当时的当时的当时的当时的当时的当时的当时的当时的当时的当时的当时的当时的当时的当时的当时的当时的当时的当时的当时的当时的当时的当时的当时的当时的当时的当时的当时的当时的当时的当时的当时的当时的当时的当时的当时的当时的当时的当时的当时的当时的当时的当时的当时的当时的当时的当时的当时的当时的 Niva Tongwa Tindago, Nishiti, Rochuti, Shuti, Migun, Shotaman Jiva, Diva Chambu, Oda Tujing, O Tindago, Shalamda, Wachi, Jala, Wachi, Chisanya Bati, Tsuko Tonting, Kodanda, Treba Yena, Oda Tunang, O Yamit and Jiva, Tuchi, and Sabatina, O Kamiya, Kama Asena, Onjava, Tuanga, Shakshangi. Yelan, you think,
Now the text continues by actually describing how this definitive word empowerment at the level of higher than the higher is attained. In other systems, we're using the terms illusory body, but within the context of the Kala Chakra, we use the term body of empty form. So in this particular case, when one explains the stages of the path and explain how one needs to meditate and hold the aspect of this body of empty form, which is adorned with the marks and the signs, the body of empty form, which is a subtle body, described, which is established by a completely blissful consciousness, and one is capable of, at the same time, of ascertaining and focusing on the emptiness of that particular body. If one is capable of manifesting this body and at the same time manifesting this consciousness of great, immutable, unchanging bliss, ascertaining the emptiness of that, then one reaches the ultimate state, the consummation of the path. And it's on the basis of explaining this, the stages of the path that lead you there and communicating clearly those terms that one receives this fourth empowerment, the definitive word empowerment, which is also called transcendental, or has gone an empowerment which is beyond this word. So if we look at the text, it says, the collection in one simultaneous indivisible nature of two things. First of all, the bodies of the male and female deities of empty form adorns with marks and signs. And secondly, the mind of supreme immutable great bliss, which engages the one taste of emptiness, is the fourth empowerment higher than the high. It is explained as the transcendent fourth empowerment or the ultimate fourth empowerment. So having explained up to now 15 of those different empowerments, we come to the last one, the 16th, which is the one of the Vajra, Master Great Lord. So it says, the empowerment of the Vajra, Master Great Lord, is conferred as subsumed in the rites of the seven empowerments in accordance with the mandala rite. So no special presentation is given in that. It says, it's like if you know the other ones, the seven ones in brief, if you can condense that, you can subsume all that, then through that you can confer the last one, the great Vajra Master Great Lord. So this is how one goes through the process of receiving the empowerments.
Hori da dina yinba yindi da dari marji dujin gulu kurni jita hongo kurdi da trwa jita niwa si jindani tamsi na dhamma kurri di o da dini matang ji kanga da trama sante dina ni samsaya ji o jita din roni jita ji trwa kasi jita ni rayo na dina ni bu o da di yuga ni da ngasi jita ya jana par jindu kumendo.
Right, so you see that we have completed the first part of the presentation of the Kala Chakra, which deals with the empowerment. Following that is the vows and the commitments and how to keep that pure. But we have actually run out of time. This is the last session. We have come at the end of that. We have just a little bit of time, maybe one or two questions. We will try to finish this session a bit earlier today because there's a bit of a conclusion. So maybe one or two questions, something short.
I was wondering if you could tell us a little bit about the Vajra Tantra and why it's not taught or given very much, and what it mentions in here, just some of the things about it. Explain the spring drop and the stages of the destruction of color. I don't know if any of that is relevant or can be able to go into at this point, but just in general about the Vajra and possibly why it's not given very much.
So the question was about Vajra Tantra. It seems to be something that is not discussed very much. It's not, the empowerment is not given very often, and maybe why is this the case? Why is it not one of the predominant ones? And what's the idea? I'm also curious. Or say, you know, curious. Gyudi. I'm also curious. The gyudi. Now, in that, they told us, just say, "Mambo Tangwan, then Mambo Nangyores." Curious. Say, the combo. This combo chados. The gyudi. Then, carry in us.
Ori. That is, gyudi. The inji. Chirdo. Maji. Kujiju. Inji. Ori. Ojuda. Ju. Kulo. Demjao. Dang. Juda. Nanjur. Mada.
Well, it is one of the mother tantras, and actually you can find, let's say, all the information, all the parts related to this tantra included within Hierocult Chakrasamvara and Vajrayogini. So in a sense it is included in these two.
No, ဒီတဲ့ဒီနီဒါကျလူစံအောင်နေရနာဒီဘုဒ္ဓတရားကြီးကိုကျလူစံအောင်နေရနာကျွတ်တော်ကြီးဒါကျကတဲ့နီဒီဘဒ္ဒေဆကြဝတ်သုလံပြီးတော်ဒွင်းနောဝကျသိုးကြီးမှာဆောင်ရခွင့်ကျပင်ပြီးပါရီဝဒကိလေဝေမဒကြီးသံဃာရာစီကိုတန်ခိရဝေရံဘုကြီးတောင်းနေနမ်ရှိဆောင်ယူပါရီဒီရနာဒီကောင်ကဆရမကြီးခလုတ်တယ်ချောက်တော့ဝဒနန်ကြီးမဒတင်ဒကရကနောအစရဒွင်းနောကျပန်တဲ့ကြီးချောင်းနေပါဆရာ
Hivajra Tantra seems to be a predominant tantra, an important tantra within the Sakya tradition that they're also following, you know, within the Lamje tradition. In our tradition, the Gelug tradition, you can find something, some in the writings of Kedru Rinpoche, but mostly in the Gelug tradition, you will find much more mention of Hieruka and Vajrayogini. So as we say, within the Sakya tradition, you can find some unique presentation of that. The Mahasiddha Buwapa has actually brought together the Lamdre together with Hevajra, and we have this unique presentation there. Again, within the Vajra Mala, which is, we say, this Vajra Rosary, the collection of empowerments, you can find different types of Hevajra empowerments different in there. But as we say, according to the writings of Kedru Rinpoche, we can find all this included within Hieruka and within Vajrayogini. Now, maybe another thing that might explain why it is not predominant in this system is that in this system we follow all the highest yoga tantras. They seem to be carrying forward the middle way view, the way that it was expounded by the great master Chandrakirti and Nagarjuna and so forth. Now, if you look at what the Mahasiddha Buwapa the way that he has presented this particular tantra seems to be carrying the view of the mind-only school, so that might be another explanation. We are not going to have 4 or 5 questions, I tell you that. the more persistent one. Okay, I have a constant one and a flashing one.
Very general question about relating to the spiritual master. I've heard that we won't have any results with our tantric practice if we've had some kind of hassle with that guru. But because we start out having ordinary minds, it happens so often. And then the field sometimes says we can't fix it. So what to do?
So, a general question. It is said that one would not progress along the tantric path unless one has a good relationship with one's guru. But starting being ordinary beings, we cannot always get it perfect. And what to do in order to rectify some mistakes? The ngaroso lam nala dinte yarge joye di tes kale kavu dos di mayon ya kichi edu ta tapse kare kare yore samro khanje stang gore as
mari ri daji de chana ji dan do so ni mar so wa lamro do so ni so wa na ye ji lam ji ta la chine ten ter ti ta chi mo ji no yang bi wa ri o de chine ten li ten dan di ji ngo man tho ba dan ji no do chi mo chi mo ro me di ni Sinya tendri di abo ji jong ayena, o ji de la tieni langu taba se ji di, ji te long adan, tombo rong ma jong ayang, kona konsang ri so su, ji logo ni so dan tambo, ji tenari yang bi warwa, ti tieni lam koma koma la, po chow ri di mar zaku zaku, ji po chow di, ji meto dan shendi go son nong ye, sabon nong ye, tenari go sang lo tang na ma wong ba na, ti son san ra wo ji san je lan jok tab du, Nam Sina Maya Jiwari, Jiwa Jiga Mamana, Nia Mamana, Jiga Monam Jabu Jabu Jidu, Kali Kali Gurumbi, Yaraji, Lamnari Sanga Sanga Yan Turin Raji, Nitin Chinangu Yangu Yarwa.
Yan Kessin Norwayena, nor the Kantis Tatu
Orita, Sinia Tenza Lazabadon, Norayena, Jigadamazu, Yurjuga Kana Yua, Sinia Tenza Nita, Molo Sanjuga Vardi, Sanjala Coluna Tata, Jigan Nur Divati Ranga Nura Machina, or the Sanjala Coluna Tata and Goguadon, or Jigadati Nur Divati, Nura Machina, that Gondos in a Shabba Guadon, or Jigadati need to do Janga, good as on Biba Yena, Nam Sina.
Now, it is stated in Sutra and, of course, many other texts that the root of the path, the root of all attainments in, and progress in the path is the correct relationship with one's guru. Therefore, it becomes quite important to understand what is the proper way to rely on the guru. And it's once you can figure that out, then you can say that you can start really your practices on the path. And according to one's capacities, according to one's understanding, it's not necessarily that one immediately, you know, will go quickly through all the stages of the path and all of a sudden will have high realizations. It is important in that to also acknowledge that maybe we might have small understandings, we might have small realizations according to the level that we are. But at least we can practice in a way that will allow us to place imprints within our own minds. Placing the imprints in the minds guarantees that in the future, eventually, when the time has ripened, those imprints will also ripen, and therefore gradually the realizations will also come. It's similar to what we were saying, keeping the seeds properly. If you keep them properly, if you take care of them properly, the flowers will also bloom from that. And, of course, the question is what to do when, you know, as I say, we have all the best intentions and mistakes do occur. So it is very important, let's say, to ask for help for that, to ask for blessings. First of all, we will be able to recognize that we are making mistakes, to recognize our own mistakes, then to help us stop these mistakes and to ask for some help so that we can confess them and we can purify them. Once you can recognize them, then from that point it's easy. You know the antidotes, you know how to remove the mistakes gradually.
Penaji, Moda Tamiji, and Moda Tanza, Lamkadi, Norsan, Yena, Lamkadi, Malakadi, Tennis, Sabra, Yonder on the tea, Tinima, Shirak, Jamna, Tinia, Kali, Shirak, Kurban, and Kurtenin, Zonjiga, Zonam, the Muslim.
Mercy saying is like driving your car and getting lost. Well, at one point you realize that you're on the wrong road, right, on the wrong path. What you do, the intelligent thing, is to stop the car, open up the map, and figure out where you are, which was the wrong corner, the wrong turn that you made, and, you know, go back, reverse the steps, and go back into the right path again. It's like that. Okay, so shall we actually stop here?